If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, so your partner goes out of their way to make you a nice romantic dinner.
Nice.
And they use a food that you absolutely despise, something you loathe. How does that go over? All right, so this story is actually going viral from Reddit. This man is being blasted for getting angry that his girlfriend wouldn't eat the romantic dinner that he cooked for their anniversary, even though he used an ingredient that he knew she hated, couldn't stand. So apparently his girlfriend can't stand mushrooms. We all know those people.
Yeah, sure.
Still decided to cook up a delicious romantic dinner for their anniversary. He deliberately picked out a recipe with a mushroom sauce. The mushrooms are actually blended up. So it's not even like something she could pick out.
Right.
She sat down to eat. At first, I think she was really excited and impressed by this dinner, noticed the mushrooms, and then she got angry and excused herself from the table.
Whoa.
And now he is upset with her for refusing to taste the dish.
Okay, this is not going to last very long.
Seriously.
If you've got a signature dish, I mean, we all have that one dish that we make just perfectly well that we've got down to a science.
Well, there's, I've got a few. Guacamole, jambalaya.
There you go.
Grilled cheese.
So how would you feel if you are treating someone to one of your specialties and they start making food modifications and asking for substitutes and to ask you to take ingredients out of your beloved recipes?
Oh,
I mean,
but
it's
Sam,
a little disrespectful, no?
They're in a relationship. Like, he knows she can't stand mushrooms.
I go through this all the time. I love onions. My girlfriend hates onions. Whenever I make something, she always says, go easy on the onions. I go, well, I'm not going to take them out entirely. It's a compromise. What if he really likes mushrooms?
Well, he wasn't cooking dinner for her then, was he?
Well, then maybe she should have cooked her own dinner.
He was cooking. Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, Sam is very, as you can see, defensive about this, because I'll never forget when it was Josie's birthday and Sam bought her $100 worth of sushi that she hates. She doesn't like sushi.
Sam is this guy.
And he couldn't believe that she didn't appreciate that.
It turns out she really does like sushi. She just didn't think it'd be enough to fill her up. So she got a little preemptively hangry and I had to hear all about it. I can't do any good.
You know, one of the things when you cook somebody a romantic dinner, you cook it with them in mind, right? You're cooking them.
Of course.
You're thinking, she's going to love this. She's going to be impressed by this. The one thing she's probably not going to like is the one ingredient that you put in there that she specifically hates.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So he cooked this meal. Listen, she probably should have at least tried it. I'll give him that. But after that, full stop.
I wouldn't have tried it. Not if it's like a known.
Really?
Not if it's a known thing that you can't stand that ingredient. Listen, is she picky about everything? I would have that question.
Sure.
Because if she has a list of 75 foods that she can't stand, I'd say dump her.
Because
those people drive me crazy. Generally, I'm like, you're just being difficult. There's no way you hate all of those foods. But at a certain, like if it's just she has one, two, even three foods that she doesn't like and he had to include them in the meal, I say dump him. This isn't date him or dump her, but I say kick him to the curb.
He still did a terrible thing. He did cook this meal with the thought in his head, I know she's not going to like
of
it,
course.
Or some aspect of it, right?
I mean, he provoked her. I don't know what he was trying to do here.
Tastes are acquired. Sometimes, you know, maybe she doesn't like mushrooms, but the way it was prepared because it was so chopped so finely.
Was
and with
this
all
you,
spices,
Sam? Was this you on Reddit?
It sounds like somebody took something out of my book. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, whose side are you on? So far, Sam is the only person I can see on his side.
Come on.
Text us at 92925. We'll see if you're with the majority, okay? We'll take a poll.
Text on our text line, 92925 are coming in. Seems like she's a bit of a baby. Relationships mean compromise. I kind of agree.
Well,
you can't please everyone.
Well, okay, then why doesn't he compromise?
But Sam, this is the same thing. Like, you know, I don't like horror movies.
True.
I despise them. So you're telling me that if I were dating someone and he came to me and said, I got us tickets for a horror movie, I would be like ungrateful and selfish for saying, no, I'm not going.
Just because you don't like horror movies now doesn't mean you won't appreciate them later on down the road. Maybe if it was like a mild horror movie, so we wanted
Good
to ease
luck.
You.
You are one of those people. See, this would make my dating life a lot easier if I knew. Like somebody who has that perspective, like there's just no way it could ever work out.
And this text says, he's the selfish one. Knowing someone hates something and you consciously add it in the meal, so selfish. Hey, honey, afraid of heights? Don't worry. I booked you a hot air balloon trip for your birthday.
Exactly.
Sebastian.
Roseanne, whose side are you on here?
Well, I don't think she should dump him, but
no.
He knew she doesn't like mushrooms, and tell Sam I hate mushrooms as well.
Wow.
I can't stand them. And my husband did the same thing to me on my birthday for 2 years in a row. He knows I'm not crazy about fish, and he made pasta with shrimp 2 years in a row on my birthday.
Oh, he did.
Poor thing. You had shrimp with your pasta.
Did you try it?
I've tried it. I don't like it.
Did you get mad at it? That's selfish, right? Like, why would he, or did he just forget?
I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. You've given up on trying to figure him out.
That's right.
What are you getting for your birthday this year?
Oh, I don't know.
A fishing trip.
Lobster. Yeah. Oh, Roseanne, thank you so much for chatting with us, and I hope your birthday meals go better moving forward. I really do.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
This text says, my husband cooks a cilantro, but always makes a portion for me mm-hmm. without it because I hate it. Mm-hmm.
That's all he needed to do.
Yeah.
Or leave the mushrooms. Just this one meal, you know, their anniversary meal, leave the mushrooms out. It wasn't difficult.
I want to take you guys to my Nona's house when she makes dinner, and I want to see how she reacts when you tell her that you can't eat something that she's making or that she
We're
has to take something
out. We're not talking about your Nona.
I'm not dating your Nona.
No, this is a relationship.
It's a question
You're
of respect.
You're making no sense, Sam. You're making no sense. This is a relationship between two people that he made specifically for her.
Maybe he should have left the mushrooms bigger so she could have picked them out.
I don't
would
know.
That have been better?
Just leave the mushrooms out. I don't think it's
there's
that hard.
Option too, yeah.
Okay, this is stressing me out. I don't think there's really anybody on his side. What, like 10% of people?
More than I thought there was going to be, though. Yeah, like 10-15% of people say that she's kind of being the selfish one here.
Some people said if my husband would cook for me, I'd eat just about anything. That never happens.
Wow.
Count your blessings.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Remember that alligator that was spotted crossing Jerry Street? I think it was back in December. Remember? Everybody was talking about, there was a photo that went viral of just an alligator crossing the street. Anyway, he's back in the news, this alligator, and not for the greatest reason. So this guy apparently is owned by I assume it's a guy. I don't know why I'm saying that. There are female alligators too. This guy or girl.
This alligator.
I don't know how he chooses to identify. They choose to identify. Owned by a company in St. Julie, and it bit a preschool age girl this past weekend. It happened on February 1st, and then police weren't alerted about this alligator bite. Like, you'd think the first thing you do is call the police once you call the ambulance. Mm. Until February 3rd, they didn't let anybody know. She didn't need to be hospitalized. Apparently, she was okay, but the city of St. Julie has fined the alligator's owner, repeat offender apparently, $250, because the owner is licensed to own this alligator, and apparently the alligator is used for educational presentations, entertainment events,
kids' birthday parties.
When he's not biting other kids,
exactly. But he's not supposed to keep it at home. Like, he doesn't have a license to keep this at home, like a cat or a dog or something. So right now, police are deciding whether there's enough evidence to pursue a criminal investigation against the alligator's owner. I mean, this has been 2 months in a row, pretty much.
He's clearly not fit to own an alligator. I mean,
who is?
Who is? Like,
you?
I see some alligator owners down south, you know, near Florida, close to there, you know.
They live in the swamp.
That's it. They're close to the swamp, but I mean, Montreal.
And they own alligators? Like, just chilling in their backyard?
And they're actually kind of cute. They got the little harness on them. They got the little toys with their kiddie pools.
Do they keep their mouth, like, down or something?
No. They just have to keep them very well fed all the time so that there's no temptation to
really
open their mouth.
I don't know why you would ever want to own an alligator.
Well, if you're in Montreal, how do you keep an alligator? Like, do you keep it in your tub? I mean, how do you keep it in your home? They need to be wet.
And the air is so dry, too.
Do they need it? Not all the time.
Well,
I don't
they're
think
used
they have to
it. It's, what it's when they're happiest.
But
I suppose
he was crossing Jerry Street.
That's like, true. We're all alligator experts all of a sudden.
But how is this any different than owning, let's say, like a huge snake, one of those pythons or boas that I know people have as pets? I
mean, are you allowed to have those as pets?
Oh, yeah.
And can they eat you? Can they bite you?
They can bite you. I would like to think that they're devenomed, devenomized.
Well, pythons strangle you, right?
But if they don't bite you, they'll strangle you. Yeah.
I'm literally uncomfortable with this conversation. I don't know why you're allowed to have these as pets. He is not supposed to have this alligator as a pet. And I honestly think it's horrible for the pet when you do this too. Like, he's not supposed to have it in his home as a pet. That's not fair, because what's going to happen? Like, luckily he didn't hurt this little girl, like a tiny little girl that was bit by him her. But had he have, like, the alligator probably would be losing its life right now.
Mm-hmm. What did you say the fine was for the alligator biting the girl?
This time it was $250.
That's it?
Yeah.
Slap on the wrist.
Well, it's not because he bit the girl. It's because it's a fine for keeping the alligator in a place he's not allowed to keep it.
Is there a fine for biting the girl?
I don't know.
This is all wrong.
So you get a bigger fine for texting and driving than having your alligator bite someone else?
Yes. To be fair, texting and driving is very dangerous too.
They're both very dangerous.
A lot more people text and drive than have alligators.
True.
This text says alligators and wild animals, not pets. Not only do they endanger people, but it's dangerous to the animals as well. Not cool.
Yeah.
I agree. That's That's what I think about.
Because if you didn't have them as a pet, the alligator wouldn't be roaming here freely, right?
Yeah.
To the climate that I think they're accustomed to.
Take responsibility of your pet alligator.
Yeah, that's seriously.
And be people. Careful of alligators. I need to say that now because you never know when you're going to see one don't walking down the street, apparently. Yep.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.